Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy, interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood. Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California Volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy, interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood. Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California Volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy, interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood. Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California Volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.
Salutations and welcome to Club Prairie Fire, the home of the Duckworth Tequila System, Lewis Stern and Tabasco. I am the Professoris, and on this marvelous podcast today, we are 24 games into this 2024 IPL season, and it is absolutely cooking. It's the biggest cricket competition in the world, and this is the biggest cricket podcast in Mauritius. Yeah. So congrats on that. It's a podcast that has all the biggest superstars on it. We had Brian Lara, Ravi Shastri, Glenn Maxwell, Rishabh Pant, and of course, Ravi Chandran Ashwin. But today, I think personally, we have topped the lot. Now, before we do get to our huge guest, let's begin with bringing in our regular panel of experts. Let me first introduce a man who is known as the Boo Bandit, Adam Gilchrist. Next, a man who made a scintillating 150 against a bunch of kids in a Mumbai street just a couple of days ago, Michael Vaughan. And finally, a producer who'll just have to spend, I've just spent the week with him in Hong Kong attempting to slay the dragon, and I'm pretty surprised that he's here. Ollie Silverton. Ollie, how are you, gents? You're all good. Very preview. Good.
Hey, Prof, when you said 24, now up to number 24, I thought you meant season for us, not IPL fixture, of which there's about 700 more IPL games to go. But yes, good to see everyone.
Yes, hello everybody. Vaughny, I'll get to that. Yes, you want to sit very quickly?
Hi everyone. It's great to have Binger on as well. What a ledge. Saw him just a few days ago by the pool in the Mumbai vicinity. Just a few things to put right on your intro. I didn't get 150 against the kids. I got out third ball. They were far too good, so I'll put that on right. It isn't the biggest tournament in the world because obviously there's the European Cricket League that's bigger than the IPL. And obviously the 100 tournament here in the UK. So it's the third biggest tournament in the world. So I just thought I'd get you right on your intro.
That's very kind of you, Vaughny. Hey, let's bring in our true superstar guest today. Finally, look, if you love express pace, beautiful blonde locks and a man who many consider to be the songbird of our generation. And today's episode is about to become your favourite. Please welcome a man who is the fastest to 350 wickets in one-day internationals. It's Binger Brett Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen. Howdy, howdy. How are we?
Yeah, excellent. Very good. Good to see you. Hey, Binger, great to see you. Great to catch up. Vaughny, you mentioned the other leagues around the world. The IPL might even be fourth in line.
Yeah.
Because... Bingo, tell us about World Champions of Legends. There's another cricket league that sprung out of nowhere, which I saw you spruiking on your socials yesterday or this morning. What in the world's going on there?
I did, mate. So it's I've been told, I actually thought it was over 40s, but I've been told it's aged between 32 and 49. So I'm a bit concerned that you might have guys running in bowling some express pace at the age of tender age of 32, 33. It's all played at Edgbaston, where we've had the pleasure to play, and very, very enjoyable. It's a great ground, not great for us in 2005, but that's another story. Yeah. But yeah, so we're playing about six matches. It's Australia, England, India, Pakistan, South Africa and West Indies. So it's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm getting the chance to play against guys like Kevin Peterson, Ian Bell again. Vaughn, I didn't see your name on there, mate.
Yeah, you're well, surprisingly, Bingo. I mean, my phone's always on.
You punished me enough in 2005, mate, so I was content with that. Now, it's great to see everyone, boys. Great to be on.
Yeah. How's India going, Bingo? You having the time of your life there, mate?
Yeah, loving it. I actually notched up a bit of a milestone this year. So when I arrived here, the 20th of March, it was my 30th year of being over in this beautiful country. So 160-odd times to India, about 5 passports I've been through over the years. Mm. But it's just phenomenal. It's just incredible. And it's, you know, the people, the culture, the hospitality that you get, it's the best in the world. Of course, it's over-consuming sometimes, and it's organized chaos, but it's a lot of fun.
130th million US dollar too, so that's fantastic.
No, it's a massive glass house here, Gilly. Massive glass house.
I've already got my toast ready. So anyway, sorry, Vaughnie, I cut you off there.
Yeah, I was just saying, being over-consuming was the word you used. I mean, how many selfies on pro rata for the 30 years? How many selfies per day do you reckon you're on?
Well, I averaged, I did a bit of a take. I thought, you know, it's almost like sometimes when you go to the bar and someone said, oh, I had X amount of drinks last night, you need someone to count them, right? So I sort of went in 2020, just before COVID hit, I averaged out 300 selfies a day times 60 a day. I did 18,000 selfies for the trip for one IPL. that's where I based it on. So,
oh my god,
yeah, it's full on. But I've always had the theory that I'm content. I'm happy to do it. It's the day where they don't ask for it. It's the day where that you know that you're too old. You pass your best.
Agreed. Gilly, how did you have Vaughnie on your little trip?
Well, I had a few when I was down there to Binga by the pool.
How hot was it down there, just quietly?
Oh, it was a hot one. And Scotty Styris, he's looking well. Scotty Styris, the Kiwi, he's there. Binger and Scotty, they did a full stint from day one right till the final, May the 26th, yep. Binger. They did a full stint on the Geo Cinema. What do you call it this year? Is it the dugout or the hangout?
No, we are the insiders.
Insiders, that's it.
Give an inside sort of feel as to what's happening. And, yeah, it's every night. We roll it out again, and it's great. We've got some amazing guys to work with.
Yeah.
Gilly, was touring with Binger like what it felt like for the rest of the Wiggles touring with Emma Wiggle, the yellow Wiggle?
I reckon...
I didn't have orange hair. Only in my first game I did.
there's a game at Lords where you're getting a nice orange shoe. Off the N-Power sign that was coming up. It was always exciting, no doubt about that, Prof. It was it brought different demographic to the game, a different demographic, seemed to be following the team around, different interests, to the point where that same demographic seemed to go into the post-match festivities, particularly when Binger was standing on stage with his guitar in his illustrious band Six and Out. I mean, those were the days. I remember playing a one-day international alongside Binger and his brother Brett. Sorry, Shane. And what, Binger, I reckon it was against.
Vaughnie's just playing that on his phone. That's for those of you listening.
Okay, there from you, Vaughnie.
Yeah. No warning.
That's vision from the comeback tour this summer just gone in Australia. But being, remember we played Pakistan, I think it might have been, or India at the SCG. We win the game, go in the change rooms, couple of beers, showered, and we walk up the road to a pub in Paddington to watch you blokes then rock on stage and perform a full gig later
on. Kitty O'Shea's it was, and it was Stuart McGill's first one dayer for Australia.
Yes.
And that was when Richard Cheekwee, who is the first Chinese heritage background to play for New South Wales, he's our lead singer, self-titled, he called himself the Asian Mick Jagger. And we all got inside the venue, and it was a massive lineup. And Cheeks went to walk in. He had the towel around like Doc Neeson out of the Angels. And he's swanning through to the front of the line. And the bouncer goes, "Sorry, mate, can't come in." And Cheeks goes, I'm the lead singer. And the bouncer goes, "Mate, this is the cricket band. Back of the line, champ." He couldn't get in. Our lead singer could not get in. So we had to go out and get him in. And he's blowing up.
How did the comeback tour go, Binger? I saw that you guys were on it. Was it the Bridge Hotel? And it was a big sellout?
Yeah.
Yeah, mate, we've done 4 gigs in the last probably close to 6 or 7 weeks now. So we did Melbourne, did Sydney, Adelaide, where we had the entire Australian cricket team come down, which was a lot of fun. Mm. That infamous night with Maxi, which will pass over nicely. And then the Bridge Hotel as well, which is an iconic venue, you know, for someone like us that get the chance to play now, every now and then, to play at a venue that houses the best of the best. You know, the Screaming Jets are, I think, there last week, and the Angels and all the Australian rock gods are all playing there, and we got the chance to play there with 6 and out.
Lads, did I recount earlier in, I don't know, season 1 or 2 or somewhere in the first 15 seasons of Club Prairie Fire about when Binger's CDs were stolen?
Yes, who told that story?
I think I had mentioned it before on yes. CPF. So, oh, Bingo, here's the chance you write a reply. I think I recounted the story that your car got broken into and your whole catalogue of CDs when we used to carry them yep. around in those big folders got stolen. All of them were taken, which you had an impressive array of music, a huge back catalogue. But the only things that were left in the car were the 6 and out CDs. Is that
harsh but fair? Harsh but fair. Very, very true, Gilly, and you articulated beautifully on Fox during the summer. Essentially, I had a catalogue of about 400 CDs, anywhere from Backstreet Boys to Tchaikovsky to Elvis Presley and everything in between. So they flogged all my CDs. They took my ashtray money. It was about $20 in the ashtray I had back then. And I had 10 6 and out CDs, which had never been opened. Ready to go. They're all promo CDs. They took everything, but they left the 10 6 and out CDs on the front, you know, chair. And I'm like, just take one. Just take one. Have a listen. It's
indulge
okay.
me.
So I was shattered. They could have stolen the car for what I would have cared. But, yeah, just listen to one.
Hey, Binger, the 6 and out, it's one of the greatest Australian comebacks. Where's it heading? Is it going bigger and better, big arenas?
Yeah, look, there's talk of the UK. We had an opportunity to get over to India throughout the IPL. It's just when there's 7 of us in the band now, because my younger brother, Grant, who's actually got all the musical genes in the family, he's now on keys. He's been there since the start, but he's keys and backing vocals. So to fly seven of us overseas somewhere, you know, you've got to put a pretty hefty price tag if you want to make any money. But for us, it's not about making a cent. We'd love playing. I'd play for free. I love it. I love being in the band. So we want to keep doing more stuff. But we've clocked up about 250 shows around Australia since 1997 or 98, I think it is. But, mate, we love it. We love music. It's great fun.
Now, being obviously a lot of Aussies over in India at the moment involved in the IPL. Mm. Gilly's about to set sail. I'm just wondering whether you guys all hang out together. There's 2 parts to this question, if you do. And secondly, how's Ricky going?
Yeah, I haven't seen Ricky, actually. You know, you think about the Delhi Capitals, what are they, minus 1.370 on their net run rates, you know, sitting on 2 points. So he's not having the rub of the green at the moment in terms of how his team's going. His family was staying here at the pool. I actually saw his family, but I didn't see Ricky. I think he's snowed under with work, and you know, there's a bit of pressure from his end, I would have thought. But, yeah, he's struggling at the moment with his team. And, you know, as you guys know, some, you know, as captain, as coach sometimes, it's not necessarily up to what you do. It's up to us, the players, as well. So everyone's got to lift their weight. But the first part of the question, I have seen a few of the Aussie boys. I ran into Cam Green and Richo a couple of days ago. We were stopping. We do our little coffee stop on the way just around the hotel we were staying and saw the boys and had a quick chat. But, yeah, you know, teams sort of come in and go in this hotel and we say g'day, but everyone's so busy. And, you know, I'm working every single night. So come 4 p.m., Indian Standard Time. I'm off to work and get back about 1 a.m.
Yeah, all right. What about the Englishman, Vaughnie? Were you all hanging out?
Who have I seen? No, I haven't really seen. I've seen a few of the Aussies. I'll tell you who my new favourite is, Jake Fraser-McGurk. I like him.
Legend, mate. Yep. The Rooster.
I tell you, you're going to have some fun with him over the years. I don't want to give too much away, but he might be on a similar app to Ollie. Oh. Well, I don't know if you're still on that app, Ollie, because you're obviously very much in love these days. I was going to ask you that, Ollie. How did your girlfriend take you to Hong Kong for the Hong Kong? Is it Hong Kong Sevens?
Yeah. Thanks for asking. Yeah. So a bit of background, Brett. I was pretty sought after in Bondi, but I've decided to really settle down with Maddie, which is good. To be Hong Kong Sevens, she was all right because she, as I mentioned, in Sri Lanka. So you know we're going to miss anyway. So she's just been. You know, doing that. And on that, that's Sri Lanka's a great point because there was a bit of socials coming in on Sri Lanka and two things that were fantastic I had to share because the fans wanted a bit more love from the Sri Lankan results that we mentioned last week. So the first one, Daniel Alexander on the social is one of your favourites, Vaughnie, who basically just trolls Indian fans more than Vaughnie. with their win last week, Sri Lanka had the highest win rate of test matches for a minimum 100 tests. They overtook Pakistan with 32.59%. India in third place, which was a very good stat coming in. So they are, and Bangladesh sadly at 13%. First bit of Sri Lanka. And the other one, big fan, Kamara Malikacharan of the show, just sent in 14-year-old Sri Lankan, Chamodi Praboda. I don't know if she got Fifa against England in the under-19 tri series at 14 years old.
Wow.
I wanted to give her a shout out. It was an absolute star. So I think Maddie's just been watching those games and she's very happy and we're very happy. Thanks for asking, Vaughnie. Yeah.
And the app, is it a similar app do you think he's on, Jake Fraser's?
I don't know if he would have got approved to Raya because they normally just keep the English on there. But perhaps if he's lucky, he may have got.
No, I actually thought, I think I know a little bit of inside. He's been rejected from Raya at the minute.
Yeah. Oh, that's been a good word.
At the minute. But he'll get on there in time. He's had his hair cut by Davey Warner. Davey Warner's there. Jumped into Davey by the pool. He's got his daughters there. I know his wife's in the jungle. He's back out in the jungle. Yeah. And his three kids, the Warner sisters, they were running amok, so it was good to see. Big Mitch saw Big Mitchy Marsh. He's picked up a niggle. Yeah, Big Mitch was on fine form. He was loving every single minute of the IPL.
A bit. Good.
Binger, you did your six seasons of playing in the IPL. I guess, how much has it changed over the years? We've chatted on this show about how it's become this... The largest thing in life. Have you? You've been there obviously every year. Sorry, it goes Bazball, and then ECL, 100, and then obviously IPL. It's now that it's become the fourth biggest cricket contest in the world. How have you seen it change since you played?
Oh, look, it's changed a lot, and I think back to 2008. I had the pleasure to play 3 years for Kings 11 back then, now known as the Punjab Kings. And then I did a couple of years at KKR and lucky enough to win a title, which was the best feeling in the world. But look, bowling four overs, you know, a lot of people don't realise the power and energy that goes into bowling four overs. It's I always say a T20 match from a bowling and a physical point of view is like playing in a 50-over match. So that was tough, hot conditions. But what really hurt me and what really made the trip go and seem like a long, long time was the after parties. I sort of found that really hard to get over. It was compulsory every night. You had to go to these after parties. So I wasn't tired from the game. I was buggered from the after parties and that was relentless. So that has changed. I must say that has changed. But nah, look, it was the fun. Yeah, the fun times as a youngster playing cricket, you're playing in, you know, with different cultures and just to see how guys prepare differently. I've played with Kumar Sangakkara to Jack Callis, who I've always said, in my opinion, is the best cricketer ever to play the game in all three facets because batting, bowling, fielding. But yeah, mate, it was just incredible. But it's changed. It's now there's... You know, with all these different apps that are out and camera phones and stuff, guys haven't really got their privacy anymore, which is sad because they can't enjoy themselves as well.
Yeah, I mean, we've just had Michael Vaughan announce to the world that Jake Fraser-McGurk's on trying to get onto Raya, so nothing's sacred at the moment these days, is it? But and the other thing about Jack Callis you mentioned, Ben Duckett still doesn't think Jack Callis would get into this era of England cricket. But we'll get onto that in just a moment. Being of all the seasons in the IPL, three seasons with two clubs, respectively, what was the best TV commercial you did, mate?
I did one for I think it's for Kit Kat, and they had the henna. So you know when they go then and the girls they go to the to a wedding, and they have all the henna and they draw on the hand.
Yeah.
So they spent about 2 hours drawing the henna on my hand and had everything ready, and then I had to say a phrase in Hindi which I can't remember what it was, and I went da 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 like that and showed my hand, and they went And all my teammates were there and they had to react. And I'm just looking at it going, this is so cringy, so cringy. So, yeah, they threw a million Kit Kats at us, but I'm like, no, I don't want to eat that.
Ollie, do you
that was definitely the most cringeworthy one I did.
Ollie, do you think you can find
the one for pearls was interesting.
Oh, on the beach, yeah. Yeah. Oh, there's – like the thing in India, what we define as tacky, stuff that you don't really want to see on Australian television works over here and it's fine.
Yeah.
So you've got to sometimes separate the two and just embrace it. And, you know, I remember you getting your first wicket, Gilly, after your first ball and doing Gangnam style dancing around. So, you know, we've done what we had to do.
Absolutely. Don't worry. I'm no stranger to what I would say embarrassing TV commercials on YouTube when it came to the IPL or even for Australia. Vaughny, I reckon I remember seeing you in a shower.
Yeah, yeah, me and Freddie. Yeah. I was a kid.
David Gower.
Yeah, Kingfisher advert. Yeah, singing Ooh La 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 Leo.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You'd have heard that. But anything goes in India. I've got to bring something up here that, you know, our good friend Ravi Shastri. I don't know if you've seen his latest tweet or X, should we call it. But if I can just put you to the camera there and just have a look at Ravi's picture of himself in a bathrobe with his hands behind his head.
Oh.
And it says, I am hottie. I am naughty. I am 60.
That's going to be a stitch-up, doesn't it?
Well, I'm not too sure.
Vaughny, you're 50 in a few months. Can we expect something similar?
I'll go naked.
Oh, just with the
in a nice bath.
With the ducket bucket hat.
Yeah, the ducket bucket. Yeah, I must have been. I hope you don't think I wear these kind of hats all the time, but this is Duckett's Buckets hats.
Mm.
So the legendary England opener, Ben Duckett. I'm actually, has he taken credit for you bowling 155 miles an hour yet, or is that yet to come?
Not yet. Haven't seen it, but I'm waiting for it.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. Just give him a bit of time. He'll take credit for your career. But these are Duckett's Buckets. I've got one in white as well. I've got one in blue. So I'll get you all some. I'm sure you'll be delighted to wear some Duckett's Buckets over in Australia.
Speaking of him, we mentioned there with Jack Callis, he wouldn't get in the side. He actually is right. Jack Callis's strike rate in Test is lower than Vaughny's, 45.97. So he really would struggle in that England side right now. And fair enough.
Now, Gilly, you mentioned it earlier. We're obviously referencing what Duckett said recently about how it's he wouldn't have got the chance unless he was in this team. Is that right?
Paraphrased
that correctly?
Paraphrasing a little bit, I just saw a little snippet on socials. I think Vaughny, you might have brought it to our attention. Mm. It was the what used to be known as the Cricketer magazine, their social media site. But just the quotes from him about that. Well, this is the best era of Test cricket for England.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I assume he means forever, because your mob didn't achieve anything, Vaughny. And he snuck a little drive-by in it on England's highest ever Test run scorer, Alastair Cook, sir, if you don't mind. He stuck a little drive-by on him and Strousey, just said, you know, geez, the way we play and the way I play, no one's ever played this way. I mean, what did he say? Something like, I used to watch those guys, and he sort of almost chuckled and went, you know, don't want to put words in his mouth, but I took that as that he wasn't overly impressed by the way that they played their cricket. But I just did a little bit of homework. So Ben Duckett, 20 tests, 1464 runs. He averages 40, which is, as an opener, highly respectable in any era, 300s. But just the claim of being the best era of England cricket, so of those 20 test matches, Bangladesh, it was a one-all drawn series.
Good side.
Pakistan, they won 3-0, England did, in Pakistan. Well done. That's something that not many teams have achieved in the last 30 years because basically no one's been there in the last 30 years. New Zealand, it was a one-all draw. Ireland, England did flex their muscles against the might of Ireland Lords. They won that 1-0. Australia, of course, a moral thumping of Australia at 2-all. India, and this is where I'll bring in Ollie Robinson, on another series, in another time, in another planet, that could have been 3-2 to England. That's the justification from Ollie. He claimed a 3-2 series win. So, but of course, the stats and history will say 1-4 lost. So in seven series, they've won two. In those 20 test matches, they've won 9, lost 9. And drawn 2. So that is, without doubt, that is justification of being the best era ever in England cricket, no doubt.
Well, great homework doing my job there, Gilly. With hearing that, you're probably shaking, but we haven't had many fast bowlers on. Brett, how would you go about bowling to this side? I saw you looking a little bit worried there. Would you take on Baswell or just fake an injury and just sit on the sidelines?
I would love them if they come out swinging. I mean, that's exciting cricket. But look, it's on a serious note. I know this is all about fun, but on a serious note, it's really hard to compare areas. It's almost impossible. But I look back with, I guess, glazed eyes and think the 2005 series has to be one of my favourites. And even though that we lost in terms of Australia, if you can't get any more competitive cricket, guys at the top of their game and the sort of calibre of players that were playing from both sides, I mean, that has to be, in my opinion, the best teams ever in that Ashes series. So it's tough, but the whole Baswell thing, would have been super exciting to play in, definitely.
Do you agree with Jim Maxwell where he describes Baswell as Baz Bollocks?
Well, everyone's got a take on it, haven't they? I haven't heard that expression before, Vaughnie, but look, whether or not it's going to stay a long, long time, stats will tell. And what did you say, 9-9, Gilly, in a couple of draws there? So, if this whole Baswell thing's going to stay, I want it more of a, 14/6 split. Or as, the great Andrew Simons would have said, a 15/6 split type of thing. That'd be a lot better.
You were just talking about your favourite memory there, 05, and then that's linked to also Baswell and beating up English. And one of my favourite memories of yours is bouncing out Piers Morgan, what are your memories
of that? He's still dining out on that.
Vaughnie wants to get him on the show, but I'd love to hear your side first so we can hear a bit more and the enjoyment levels.
That's now a public holiday.
Vaughnie, I'll make a promise. If you get Piers Morgan on, I'm happy to come back on and hop into him again.
Hey, Bingo, I was working for Channel 9 when you were bowling to Piers. I was net side with the King Vaughnie. Mark Nicholas, I think, was hosting. And I have to say, you were charging in it.
I was, and I wasn't behind the line. Actually, I was way over the front line, to be honest. And I was steaming in. To his credit, though, Piers Morgan said to me just before we went live, he goes, if you go and take it easy on me, this is going to look like it's rigged. You have to go flat out. I said, with absolute pleasure, sir. And we had to sign a waiver. Literally, Channel 9 made us sign a waiver in case something untoward happened. Would I have faced that? Absolutely not. There was about 7,000 people watching that came from the ground, including, remember, Vaughnie, they had both members in terms of the whole team come up, especially the bowlers that Piers Morgan was slaying off in the press, had come up to watch and get maimed. And he still dines out on it to this day. It made news in Iceland, which I couldn't believe. I don't even know they watch cricket in Iceland. Mm-hmm. And he took me out for breakfast couple of years later in England, and he tweeted back then, he said, having breakfast with my mate Binger because there's no ribs on the menu. I broke two of his ribs that day.
Did you see recently when Piers basically took on the whole of Australia over the stay in your crease Johnny incident, how many Aussies were asking for you to go and bowl at him again?
Well, it only happened 2 days ago. I met an Englishman here at the hotel I'm staying at in Mumbai. And I generally get two things when I meet a Pom. They always say, how's the 05 Ashes series? So it's either a sledge or, mate, I love how you nailed Piers Morgan. So, and I still get it today, every single time. So, yeah, it's crazy.
Oh, good.
They forget all the hundreds of wickets you took for Australia. Yeah.
That's all right. It's all part of it.
Now, we do have to chat. This is season 17 of the podcast. I'm about to get into the IPL here, Gilly. Did you have one?
Yep. Yeah, Prof. I've got one last thing that it's been nagging me since it first came up earlier in this chat. And Binger just mentioned it, 2005 at Edgbaston. Vaughnie changing his lid there. He's gone into test match
mode.
Second
new ball.
Test match.
He's got the white test match hat on as I talk about 2005. Yeah. Binger, can you believe how fucking arsey it was of Vaughnie to still have a fielder out at deep point when you slap that one out there to the boundary? That was our victorious moment. That's going to be a 2-0 dominant performance.
It was a fluke that he had a guy at deep point, honestly.
Totally.
I think he forgot to bring the guy up. But you know what? Half a metre either side, and that was four. And I remember looking at the guys in the dugout or in the change room. They all jumped up, thought that we won the game. And someone made a point, a very valid point, just a couple of days ago over here in India. They said, you shouldn't have taken a single. And I went, I actually never thought about that. But I don't play. You know, I was back in Casper. And even though if you look at the game of cricket and how it's evolved, his hand was off the bat, it would have gone upstairs, would have been overturned. Nah. I saw it live. Billy Bowden made the right call at that particular time, and you know, you move on. But we would not be sitting here talking if I slapped that either way for four. I think we would have probably gone on to win that series because the confidence would have kicked in. But here we are talking about a wonderful game. But, yeah, that – and I remember Freddie, I was black and blue from where he pinned me throughout that whole series and certainly that last day. And he came in having a cold beer and he poked me in the ribs like this. I'm like, oh, you bastard.
what did Freddie – the famous picture of Freddie bending down and – shaking your hand at the end. What did he actually say?
I can't remember. It's something on the lines of, mate, you almost beat us. You almost got over the line. It probably would have been like you asked little shit. You know, you nearly almost nearly beat us. I'll see you inside for cold beer. Something like that. But it just happened so quickly. But, you know, and the other thing too, Gilly, that moment's been captured now in time. You know, that's the spirit of cricket award, which I'm proud about. And proud to be a part of that, you know, that series. And, you know, we played so hard against each other, even the point where guys weren't even chatting, you know, on the field. They weren't chatting off the field. But as soon as the series had finished, everyone's back to be mates again.
Yeah, and it's great that the present England team have taken great credit for that 05 series. It's it was nice of them recently to do that.
Absolutely.
They always do.
Vaughnie, were you?
I'm reflecting on that decision to take that single all of a sudden. I'd never thought of it.
Yeah, honestly. I know. You know what I was reflecting on this morning, gents, when I knew I was coming on? I was reflecting on, I reckon it was your first episode that you did, and I was a bit disappointed I wasn't invited on because you were speaking about the size of someone's backside. And I remember you were talking, Vaughnie, about, you know, guys that should have a tape measure around their coit and see what.
Yeah.
Now, I thought I might have got a Guernsey there, Gilly. I know you mentioned Casper Witts, but
yeah,
I thought I might have had him covered. But oh, I just that's a digression there for good, a second.
Yeah, a couple of good hind quarters there, no doubt about it. But,
we had the theory, didn't we? The bigger the rump, the faster the bowler. Was that the
theory? Yeah, he needed a big ass. Yeah, have a big ass. Really? Freddie Trueman, big backside.
It's great to find the listener from season one, though.
I don't know. You're welcome.
And Binger, don't sell Iceland short on their cricket knowledge. We were number one there too, so don't worry about that. But anyway, that's good to clarify all that 05. That's old news now. Sorry, Prof. We're moving.
Beautiful. I just thought we should touch on the IPL. Currently, there is obviously there was, as we go, this goes to the line. There will have been a game that's been played. The Royals are taking on the Titans. So yep. I'm going to say congrats to the Royals. Well done.
Yep. Oh, okay.
We have to guess that. Is everybody agreeing with that?
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
That one's the Chinnaswamy, is it?
I haven't got that here. Sorry, folks. Binger, do you know?
It's 1v7 it is in terms of Redstone Royals right out in front. So, yeah, I mean, now that's in Jaipur, the Pink City.
Oh, sorry, Rajasthan Royals. I thought you said Royal Challengers. Yeah, right. Okay, yeah. Rajasthan win.
Yep. Now, the result that I wanted to quickly talk about was the Sunrisers Hyderabad taking on, they beat the Punjab Kings 11, is that right? Sunrisers won by 2 runs, but there's something I read and saw which was wonderful, which is this. Pat Cummins bowled Johnny Bairstow for a duck and took a brilliant catch to dismiss Englishman Sam Curran later in the run chase. Yep. So I guess even if he'd lost, he still would have been feeling pretty good post-match.
Well, it was the first time. I've been calling for it the whole IPL, and we're, what do we say, we're about nearly 20 games in or whatever it might be, but I've said that the bowlers aren't bowling in their right spots. You know, they haven't been, you know, the quickest bowlers aren't taking the brand new ball. So last night here, Mumbai time, Pat Cummins took the initiative as skipper, took the brand new ball, had that first opportunity and knocked over Bairstow. And Bairstow doesn't like the ball coming back in. You know, the angle back in, his bat shape's a little bit different. He's had a few issues with that, but Cummo knocked him over top of off.
Yep, gets bowled a fair bit, does Johnny, doesn't he?
Yeah, he doesn't protect his stumps or
crease. He gets stumped as well now and again.
The big thing of that game, the big thing of that game, Prof, I noticed was that meant Gillies, we all picked a team, Brett, before the tournament started. Gillies, Sunrisers, Hyderabad jumped into fifth over my Kings 11 Punjab, and if we look a little lower, we can find Vaughanese, Mumbai Indians, and then in eighth, and then in ninth is. Yeah.
Let me tell you, I'm going to say, I don't know if Bingo agree. The Mumbai Indians, this is what they do: they start slow, and now Super Mario Shepherd's in. Super Mario's there with 32 off the last over off Norkia. The President Nabi from Afghanistan, he's now in. I'm telling you, they're coming through. Watch out for the Indians.
Well, do you know who I've picked to win?
Who?
Ali.
Currently sitting in ninth position. RCB, I thought, if the girls can do it, the guys can definitely back it up.
Yeah. I picked them as well.
That's a worry, Brett, because Prof did pick them, but he also had Moeen Ali as top wicket taker. The company you're in.
Let's talk about Moeen Ali.
But he did get a couple of wickets, Pro.
He did. And for this team that you blokes said he would never get a run in, He got the best figures.
He came off the bench, got 2 for, I think.
Yeah, and then got dropped again for the next game. But
Can we just go through our predictions just to see where we all sit?
I've got them here. Let's have a quick little. So, this is my favourite. Gilly went Mitchell Stark for leading wicket taker. We don't need to dig into that too.
Can I just say at the moment, has, what's he got? 1 for 154.
I think he's early days. Early days.
Yeah.
Early days. Gilly,
you just wait until the grass starts to grow on the wickets in India. You'll be fine then.
He'll be right. He'll be good. He'll come good at the back end.
And then Gilly went Jazwal as leading runs.
20 runs.
He's not setting the world on fire. Vaughan went Yadav.
He's not played.
Which Yadav?
He played the first,
Could be. I had a coffee with him the other morning. He's out for a while. So I'm like, oh, well, he's gone.
We should have went Mayank Yadav, but he's injured.
Yeah.
We don't need to talk about who he picked for leading run scorer. It's not important.
Well, are you claiming Virat or was it Rohit? You mentioned both of them.
I said Virat. I said Rohit's strike rate might be the highest, but I don't think it's anywhere close because I would say someone like Abhishek Sharma is probably at the top of that list. He gives it a right good wallop.
And obviously Virat, that 113, you're looking pretty handy good there, Borny.
It was handy.
Ollie, you went Livingston for leading wicket taker.
Injured.
Been unlucky.
And Sam Curran.
He's actually, I think, got, yeah, he's doing better on runs. Better on runs than wickets. it doesn't matter. Not important. Yeah.
Things were doing well. And then I went Moeen Ali, which setting the world on fire.
After and, having said Adam Zampa.
Yeah.
He wasn't even there.
And then Rishabh Pant. He's doing okay. He's doing better than Jaswal. So,
yes.
Who are you? Do you want to pick him now, Binger? Who's your leading?
Yeah.
I mean, we're halfway through the tournament, but leading wicket taker.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at who's done well, Klassen, he's in third spot at the moment with most runs. He's obviously, you know, a guy that just comes out and smacks him, and he hits him with a strike rate of over 150. Cole is on top. Sisa Dustin's on second. Reen Parag's batting very well. He's in fourth position. And then, of course, Shubman Gill. I mean, if you want to watch the perfect cover drive and see guys that can actually score runs along the ground as opposed to going aerial a lot, he's the guy to watch. But Kohli, 316 runs at an average of over 100. He's going to be tough to beat.
Yes.
The strike rate's the only thing. There's been a bit of conjecture around that, the strike rate with Kohli. We'll wait and see how that pans out.
It's a bit like that. That's a delicate one. It's a bit like when MS dropped a catch the other day. Everyone just goes, "Look away, look away. Don't comment. Scratch the turf."
Are we allowed to do a little minute on India's T20 World Cup squad? Where are we heading with it? Is Virat in? Is Rohit obviously going to captain? Shubman Gill, where does he sit? Your man Gilly Jaiswal, is he in?
Oh yeah,
Shubham Dubey. Big left-hander from CSK.
Dubey's got to play, Vaughny. Rinkit
Singh. Hardik Pandya, if he's not bowling, does he go as just the batter because he's not bowling for Mumbai? Look, I'm just throwing a few bombs out there, but who's in?
I've got no idea. I'll have a better opinion in 2 weeks' time when I've been there and digested two solid weeks of the IPL to be able to pick who I would think. So I'll park my opinion on that one for 2 weeks. But it's spoilt for choice. So, I mean, Rishabh Pant, you didn't even mention. And Vaughny, I know you are adamant that he's already actually not just booked his ticket, he's checked in already.
Oh, he's going. Yeah, he's going, Rishabh. Definitely.
He's got a massage, I've heard.
Yes. Yeah.
He's on the way.
I want to see Adam, if he's fit, to be included. He's bowling rockets, 150Ks plus. He picked up a side niggle, I think it was, but hopefully he'll be okay. So I would have him in the squad. Whether or not he plays, he's only young. Get him in, get him that experience around, you know, the team.
I loved Ian Bishop describing him as a child of the wind. Did you consider yourself a child of the wind back in the day, Binger?
Child of the wind. Well, I was a child that wanted to bowl with the wind, especially with a free, you know, with a free mental doctor at my clacker. That was always nice. But
Don't remind me of that being 2-3 that series when you bowl with the doctor.
Jesus Christ!
Just ask Alex Tudor.
Poor bloke who you cleaned up at the whacker. Jesus,
Tudor.
Alex Tudor. Yeah.
Ooh, not much fun for the next one coming.
Get it a bit marking
centre. Sorry.
Just get that grill a bit compressed. Too wide. I mean, it looked like a letterbox.
That could have been like titanium and that ball was going to go through there. But next batter come in, literally marking centre through pools of blood.
Harmison it was.
Yeah, fair to say Harmy didn't stick around long. We're on the bench in about 10 minutes.
What was your technique?
To be honest, we didn't want him to stick around. We'd had a table booked at Cotter's Lab for quite a while.
Morning, what was your technique when you knew you were going out to face Binger?
I've told this story many times. We walked out one evening. I think there was about 10 overs to go. And Triscothic, my partner, hated facing McGrath and Gillespie as an opening pair. He just didn't quite get his rhythm going. As we walked out, he looked at me and went, "Oh, it's Brett Lee." And I went, "What, you happy with that?" He went, "Yeah, that's fine." And I was like, "Fucking for what?" Anyway, I think it was his fourth ball that you bowled him. His off stump flew out the ground, flew over Gilly's head, and he had to walk by me. And I went, "Still happy with Binger?"
Oh, brilliant!
Very good. Hey, just one last bit on that game last night. Well, by the time this comes out, 2 days ago, the Sunrisers.
Yep.
What have we got there? What's growling away?
Vaughan playing.
Mrs. Vaughan has clearly decided to start to print something. Jesus.
What about that?
Sorry about this. I mean, this is. Does she not realise that I'm recording the biggest podcast in the world and she's in the kitchen with us? That's the problem with technology. That's a Bluetooth system, isn't it? Yeah, I've never used it.
Yeah.
Let's see what she's printing out. Let's
hope it's not a 100-page document.
Oh, the divorce papers. Oh, shit.
Cancel warning.
Very good.
That's one way of finding out, isn't it?
Nicely. No, I was just going to say about that last over. What, 28 or so needed? Jeez, the fielding team gave them every chance.
Oh, yeah.
Drop catch.
Three drop catches, nine balls bowled.
That was crazy.
I tell you what happened that game last night. So Shikhar Dhawan got stumped off the quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So if that was me,
Can you mute me for 1 minute? Just mute me.
Go, Bing.
Shikhar Dhawan got stumped off the quick. So if that was me bowling and the keeper, if you came up, I would have gone upstairs to see if my front foot was out of the line. I wouldn't have wanted to take that as a wicket.
Well,
not having it.
I got one off McGrath. I stumped Craig McMillan in Wellington.
Yes.
Remember that? And McGrath was standing in the middle of the pitch going, no, I don't want it. I don't want it. I was going off. But it was a sharp bit of work by Heindrick, wasn't it? And
a sharp bit of work by you as well off Pidgey.
Yeah. Not super batting from Shikhar Dhawan. Don't know why you charge down the pitch that far, that early when the keeper's up. Even at 140 clicks, most decent keepers should collect that ball. It was outside off. He was sighted all the way, but it was a nice bit of work.
Good bit of keeping.
Now, Bing, we've kept you a while here. As you've seen, Vonnie's giving me the thumbs up. He's pretty happy with the divorce settlement papers by the looks of things. He's happy with his slice. That's fantastic. Yeah,
there's one issue there, though. I've muted him. I can't unmute him. Vonnie, you're going to have to unmute yourself. It's only a one-way system here, which is a good thing to know. The microphone icon.
I'm back, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
welcome back.
I'm off to Prague. I'm off to Prague in August, apparently. Yeah.
Poor thing.
Are you sure the second ticket for you, Vaughan?
No, it's the name's on it.
I'm there for good.
It says one room. Oh, three. One room, 5 nights, 3 adults. That's interesting.
Are you meeting someone there or?
Don't know what's going on there.
That's brilliant.
Looking forward to that trip.
Time to spice up the marriage, eh? That's fantastic. Sorry, Alt, did you have a point before we got quiz?
It was just telling Vaughan to unmute himself. But yeah, quiz time, absolutely. So, Brett, how it works is we have a little special section quiz. You heard season one, all about our guests. So this week, is, of course, yourself. So let's get straight into it. We've had some cracking trivia rounds recently. So number one, what is higher? Is it Binger's first-class runs, Vaughan's ODI runs, or Gilly's T20 runs? We've got Prof on scoring.
Ooh. Binger's what? First class runs.
Yeah. Vaughan's ODI or Gilly's T20.
Oh, he must have paid 100. I'm going Binger.
Yeah, I'm going Binger. He'll have got a few jocks in his time.
Binger, what do you reckon?
Oh, I'm going to go. Well, not me. I don't know. It's me. Gilly.
Okay. We have. Binger's first class runs at 2,120. Vaughan's ODI, 1,982. Gilly's T20, 2,600.
Oh, come on.
Binger.
Thank God for that. Because I could not win the batting award.
Mate, you counting the T20 innings in the backyard there for me, were you? Because I didn't fire too many shots.
No.
T20.
Enough. That's not even including internationals. But going
that about 20 runs.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of, number two, what is higher, Vaughan's T20 runs or Binger's T20 international wickets?
I'm going Binger's wickets without any doubt.
Vaughan.
I'm going Binger.
Mm.
Okay. Well, we have 27 runs for Vaughan in T20s.
I reckon I've got 26.
You got 28. T20.
There we go. All square. One.
Number three, as I scramble to write a tiebreaker. What is higher? Billy List A centuries, Binger's first class 5-wicket hauls, or Vaughan's test centuries?
Does first class include tests?
Yeah.
Yep. It does.
So what was it?
Your Gillies List A centuries, Binger's first class 5-wicket hauls, or Vaughan's test centuries?
I know you got a heap, Gilly, and I reckon you got a heap of first class hundreds. I'm going to go Vaughan.
Vaughan test.
I reckon Vaughan got 18 tests. So, because we've had this.
Gilly?
I'm going to go Vaughan.
Vaughan, what are you going?
I'm going to go myself as well.
Okay, we have 16 List A centuries for Gilly, 18 test centuries for Vaughan, and 20 wicket hauls for Binger in first-class cricket.
20.
Wow.
No change.
Wouldn't have picked that.
One on debut in test matches, I believe.
Never got a sixer, though. Gassed it.
There you go. Mm. Have we got a sixer?
Lots of fives.
Yeah. Still 1-1-1.
Yep. There's no column. There's no column in the stats for sixers.
No, there's four. Four
for them. Very true, Gilly.
Wasted wicket. Number four. What is higher, Binger's ODI batting strike rate or Gilly's test batting strike rate?
Oh,
I would have been slogging to the death. But I wouldn't have got that many.
I'm going Binger.
Morning's gone Binger.
It's been my test batting strike rate's been the butt of jokes already on this podcast, hasn't it? When our friend from the two grade cricketer sledged the shit out of me.
I'm going to go Gilly.
I'm going Binger.
Binger. Okay, Binger. We have Gilly at 81.95, according to Sam, not good enough.
Yeah.
And 83.58, Binger.
Oh,
yeah. Yes.
There we go. So, to me.
I'm learning all these new things today, gentlemen.
Yeah.
So 2-2-1, I believe our guest is behind.
Exactly right. Ah. And the fifth question, so ideally we get a bit of a different answer from Vaughan and Gilly, is what is higher, Vaughan's test batting strike rate, Gilly's T20 international highest score, or Binger's test bowling strike rate? So Vaughan's test
higher.
Yeah. Vaughan, your test batting strike rate, Gilly's T20 international highest score, or Binger's test bowling strike rate?
I'm going to go Vaughan. Vaughan's batting.
I'll go Gilly.
Okay. And Binger?
I'm going to get my strike right.
Okay. We have Gilly's T20 international score was 48.
Yeah.
Vaughan's test batting strike rate was 51.13.
Yes.
Binger's test bowling strike rate was 52.9, which means we have got 2-2-2.
Yeah, we're all square.
We've got a tie break, which I have
got. It's a super over.
It's a super over. And it's a classic super over. I like doing it. It's nearest wins, unless you're bang on.
Okay.
On Crick Info, how many clubs, countries, whatever, are attributed to Brett Lee on Crick Info? How many different sides did he play for?
13. I'll go. I'm going to go low. I'm going to go 10.
He's counting up in his head.
I'm trying to count them out.
Are we including the more most recently announced Australian champions of legends? No.
So are you including, are you saying Australia and New South Wales?
I can't possibly comment, but
yeah. Australia's one team, New South Wales another team. Don't know that Mossman Wales get a bounty.
I'm going to go about 8.
It's 8 on the dot. It's 8.
Oh, solid.
Luke.
What an ending.
So I've actually never played overseas as a pro. I played for the Wellington Firebirds in the Central Otago in NZ.
Yep.
That was a good story as well. That's a lot of fun.
Can you elaborate?
No, well, I didn't want any money. I just played for wine, which was cool.
Outstanding.
Should have played for tequila.
Now we're talking.
Nice segue.
Which leads us to all that's left, Gilly.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
How's it going, Gilly?
You mentioned tequila. It's good. Machinations are in motion, mate. There's plenty going on.
When do I get to try it?
Well, when we develop it. But there's still a strong desire for the Club Prairie Fire tequila. So, and with that in mind, it'd be inappropriate to not do a little toast. Wonderful to have you on, mate. And as I said, right from the start, 30 years in India, 130 million Benjamin Franklins, and still the absolute quality, down-to-earth, humble bloke that you've always been, mate. Thanks for coming on. Cheers to you.
Thank you, German. Absolute pleasure.
Yes,
beautiful. Just a reminder, you can find us at Club Prairie Fire on all socials and YouTube. Like, subscribe, follow, do what you got to do. Yes, Gilly?
Remiss of me to thank you. I've finally caught up to Vaughny. The boys at Cluj, they sent it out. They sent the top out. Got the name, the number on the back and everything. So well done. So
I'm guessing ours are in the post, Prof. There's one more thing. Speaking of the socials at Club Prairie Fire, Gilly, everyone wants to know, over 100 comments, did MS Dhoni reply to your text?
Oh, yes. Oh, negative. I can confirm. I did get a new number, new phone. Who dis? I did get a report from Sachin, but that's negative as well. So there's two we can strike off the list. I'm going to go and manhandle a few people when I get to Mumbai and really cut to the chase, but there's some positive leads of other talent that were mentioned.
Absolutely. Great. Okay. Stuff.
So Virat. Fantastic. All right. We'll leave it there, gents. Thanks very much, Binger.
Good on you, Tom.
Hey, you guys. Good on you. A lot of fun. Really enjoyed it.
See you in a few days.
Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello. Hello, it is your partner, Big Boy. Interested in giving back to your community while making new connections in your neighborhood? Introducing Neighbor to Neighbor, a California volunteers network that empowers you to take action, contribute to local needs, and be a part of something bigger than yourself. Visit caneighbors.com to learn more about how you can get to know your neighbor and strengthen your community. Neighbor to Neighbor, it takes a neighborhood. Hello.